From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Pakistan's opposition parties are trying to forge a united front against General Pervez Musharraf. Former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif still leads one major opposition party. He says he's willing to set aside his differences with Benazir Bhutto, the leader of the country's biggest party. Bhutto is currently under house arrest. And she, too, is showing an interest in joining hands with other groups. But such political alliances are not easy, as shown in the case of yet another party leader, Imran Khan, who was arrested today. NPR's Philip Reeves has that story from the city of Lahore.
It's 11 days since General Musharraf imposed emergency rule on Pakistan. Any civilian who objects might now find themselves in front of a military court. Pakistan's independent TV news channels are blacked out. Ridiculing Musharraf on the airwaves can land you in jail for 3 years. Such measures would, in many countries, lead to unrest on the campuses. Among the students of Pakistan, there's been little reaction. Today, though, at the University of the Punjab in Lahore, there's a strange buzz in the air. The authorities are preparing for something.
The police have erected barricades all round the university and they've shut the roads and posted riot police on the gates. There are intelligence agents monitoring people.
Students are awaiting the arrival of Imran Khan. Khan's a former cricket star. Among the kids on campus these days, he's better known as a charismatic opposition leader and one of the most articulate opponents of Musharraf. Young men from Khan's party parade through the faculty corridors. There are some young women too. They say they're not from Khan's party, but they agree it's time to speak out.
Someone has to stand up to the point.
And we are the students, and 70% of the people are students.
Do you think this is the beginning of student mobilization?
Perhaps. You never know, but we hope.
Yet the number of protesters is very small, perhaps 150. Bear in mind, though, it takes courage to protest in Pakistan these days.
There are certain barriers and restrictions and threats and, you know, off-the-record problems we face from administration and even from our families at times. The parents are quite protective and they get a bit worried. But, well, we hope that something good will happen and we'll find our democracy.
That's Madea Saeed, a student of clinical psychology. The barriers she talks of don't intimidate her. She knows what she wants, and she's willing to spell it out.
Fair elections, democracy, and proper elected representatives in the parliament and in the government bodies.
Imran Khan has told the media he's been in hiding in recent days, flitting from house to house to avoid arrest. Saloni Bukhari, one of his party officials, says his visit to the University of the Punjab today is to try to galvanize the student population into action.
The youth have to come out for Pakistan. They're not coming out for anybody. So this was basically a movement for the youth and for the students, and it has started.
But has it? Khan suddenly appears on campus. Out of the blue, he's quickly abducted by students from a rival political party, the powerful religious party Jamaat Islami. Its student wing is unhappy that Imran Khan's ventured into what it sees as its party's territory, though it later turns out its leadership has actually invited him. The Jamaat Islami students hold Khan for a short while in a faculty building. Then he's bundled into a van and taken away, with Jamaat Islami students pounding angrily on its side. Soon afterwards, he's arrested. It's often said Pakistan's opposition parties are incapable of uniting against Musharraf. Today's events provided further evidence of this. Saloni Bukhari is seething, although she blames the government and the intelligence agencies.
Yes, he is under arrest, and if any harm comes to Imran, my God, it's going to be hell let loose in Pakistan.
Imran Khan doesn't have enough support for all hell to be let loose. That hasn't deterred Pakistan's military government from throwing the book at him. Reports say Khan's being held under anti-terrorism laws. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Lahore.